What is up? This is Adam Britt with QB365 Media, here again to bring you news from the past week in the QB universe. This is the third episode of what I'm calling QB365 News. Don't know when you're listening, but I'm recording this on Tuesday morning, June the 19th. Hope you took care of all the quarterback fathers and father figures over the weekend. I was crazy busy over the past week with our normal high school workouts and our 7-on-7 stuff. Organized our high school's youth camp, which was fun but exhausting. I had at least two sessions of QB training a day, and then left on a two-day, one-night trip to Denver to work on an NFA camp. So I felt like I was playing catch-up all week, but finally got everything ready, and we're going to do this podcast now. So we're dead in the middle of college camps, not really many big QB camps going on. National 7-on-7 tournaments wrapped up this past weekend. So 4th of July week is here soon, and everybody knows once you come back from that dead week, football season's pretty much begun. So it's getting exciting, and there was some pretty exciting news in college football last week. There have been two big rule changes, and both seem to benefit the players. The first is that players will no longer have to be released to transfer or have limitations on where they can go. So done are the days of a school that won't allow you to transfer to any other team in the conference or any team they'll play in the next 3 years or the team where the former head coach left for. Now, you'll still have to sit out a year, but it's a lot more freedom, and some people think it'll be the Wild West with college staffs not only recruiting high school players, but athletes from other schools as well. It's going to be interesting to see, but just today I saw something about schools being able to rescind scholarships from any player that has expressed their intention, said they were going to transfer, but has yet to do so. So if that's you, be careful who you talk to about moving on. You might lose your scholarship for the rest of the semester. The other rule change, which I think is great, is now you can appear in up to 4 games and still be redshirted. So guys that were totally intended to be redshirted can now get action during the season up to those 4 games, even if it's just mop-up duty. So, I mean, to me, that added experience would be huge for a ton of players, especially quarterbacks. And I'd also be willing to bet that not as many guys would hate the idea of getting redshirted if they were promised that playing time in those 4 games during their redshirt season. So with all that being said, the exciting news from college football, we'll see how all those play out in the years to come. But with all that being said, let's get to the offers and commitments for the week. Got plenty of both. Offers are going out after great camp performances. QBs are locking down their spots while they have them. Something to think about, by the way, for you guys that have some offers trying to chase more. So just a reminder, if you aren't getting recognized on either the podcast or our Twitter account, best way to assure that is to tag at QB365 Media on any announcements, and I'll guarantee all offers and commitments will get on the podcast and or on our Twitter page. So if you just follow us, we'll follow all QBs back, and just that doing that would give you, I'd say, 80% chance of us seeing it. So eventually we'll get to the point where we won't miss anything, but until then, we really appreciate the help. So here we go. 2020 QB Ethan Garbers out of Southern Cal gets his first offer from San Jose State. Congrats, Ethan. Big time 2021 QB from Georgia. Aaron McLaughlin got a Tennessee offer, followed it up with a successful visit to Arkansas just recently. Eastern Kentucky is the first offer. Spencer Stewart, a 2019 QB out of Missouri. Pennsylvania, 2019. Isaac Rummery landed an offer from West Virginia State. Jason Falkenberry studied and balled his way into an Ivy League offer with Brown, and then later he landed an offer from Angelo State. Larkin Williams out of Alabama got an offer from Bellhaven. Then he got Cooper Schmidt, 2019 from Arizona, earned an offer from Occidental College, I believe that's how you say it. Texas State offered 2020 CJ Jordan out of Oregon. Cedric Case, old Ced from Nebraska, known him for a while. He's piling him up. He's latest are from the University of Sioux Falls and Augustana, I believe, University. Marquise Collins out of Georgia got his first offer from in-state LaGrange. Taylor Eggers earned an offer from Virginia University of Lynchburg. Xavier Shepherd got an in-state offer from Tennessee Tech. Cincinnati offered Kincaid Dent, 2019, from Mississippi. Georgia QB Justin Fombie picked up another offer, this one from Coastal Carolina. Ty Simpson, 2022 QB. He's just gotten started. Tennessee and Vandy are the latest to offer to go with his Mississippi State offer from last week. C.J. Dixon, another Georgia QB. He's in the race for the best week of anybody. He got giant offers from Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia. Offer number one for 2019 Peyton Brown is from St. Cloud State. New Jersey stud 2020 DJ Uiagalelei. My weekly try at that name. Picked up offers from Georgia, Auburn, and Clemson. Clemson, just by going by his announcement, was definitely a big one for him. Another Georgia QB, 2019 Jared Raymond, broke the seal with an offer from Fordham. Nathan Lambeau's latest offer was from Oregon State. Zach Gibson, out of Georgia, is beginning to heat up, picking up a Tennessee Chattanooga offer. 2021, Garrett Neusmeyer from Texas got a big one to start off his recruitment from Ed Orgeron and LSU. Tevin Carter, also up for one of the best weeks. Only a rising freshman, but landed offers from Texas A&M and Arkansas. Connor Watkins had a huge week last week, not slowing down. Picked up offers from Elon and Kent State. Georgia 2019 Max Brosmer earned an offer from Northern Colorado. Carter Terry, 2019 from Nebraska, got his offer number one from Chadron State. Carson Beck, who if you'll remember from last week, committed to play baseball at Florida, but picked up an Alabama football offer last week. Now he's picked up a football offer from Florida. So two-sport star for the Gators, maybe, probably, who knows. Colorado 2021 QB Jake Rubley got a big in-state offer from Colorado. North Greenville's offer number two for Eric Tuttle. Michael Johnson Jr. got a big in-state offer from Oregon State. Arkansas offered in-state QB from 2020 class Jacoby Criswell. Tennessee QB Cade Ballard got an offer from Western Illinois. Blaine McAllister, 2020 QB, I really like from here in Georgia. Picked up his first offer from NC State. Great job, Blaine. That's awesome. Gavin Stanfield from Tennessee was offered by Center. Nicholas Frey out of North Carolina was offered by Stetson. St. Anselm College, I believe that's that right, is the first to offer Cooper Helsley from New Jersey. North Carolina State also offered 2020 QB Tyler Van Dyke from Connecticut. Ryan Hibbs of Idaho got an offer from Montana State Northern. Hines Community College QB Tylan Adonis got him an offer from Western Kentucky, and I guess he liked it because he just committed earlier today. So awesome job, Tylan. Parker McQuarrie's latest offers from Boston College, good one there. Carlos Del Rio, who only seems to get big offers, adds Miami to his list. Wyoming offered Texas QB Sutton Sapien, followed by Texas at San Antonio. Two offers for him this week. Ricky Ortega, 2020 from Pennsylvania, got an offer from Colgate. Chris Butosh from Florida was offered by Lehigh. Ian Corwin, Jinx High School, Oklahoma, landed another offer, this one from Southwest Oklahoma. LSU offered another 2021 QB Shadir Sanders, who's from Texas. Eastern Kentucky offered Tyler Riddell out of Florida. Jake Garcia, a 2021 California QB, is probably going to have to be the winner of the Best Week Award. Earning offers from Georgia after camping there, and then picked up offers from Arizona State, LSU, Florida, and USC. So that's pretty impressive there, Jake. Awesome stuff. Got one transfer notice. Former Clemson QB, originally from Indiana, Hunter Johnson. I believe he was a five-star by most companies. Getting out of that Clemson QB room, going to go play for Northwestern and their fancy new facilities. Have you guys seen that indoor with the view of the lake? That's beautiful. All right, commitments, got a lot. Lanier High School, we've talked about a lot. Lanier High School out of Georgia, Zach Calzada, picked up an offer from Tennessee, which I was told was his favorite team growing up, but a few days later decided he wanted to play for Jimbo Fisher and be a Texas A&M Aggie. So that's awesome, Zach. Jalen Williams, 2019, out of Georgia, who I've met and like a lot. Got offers this week from Eastern Kentucky and Northern Iowa, but decided to give his commitment to Southeast Missouri. Purdue got a commitment from Paul Pifferi, California 2019 QB. Spencer Brosh from Higley High School in Arizona gave his commitment to Cal. Brennan Costello from Southern Cal committed to Mike Gundy in Oklahoma State. Gio Richardson is going to go play for Lane Kiffin in in-state Florida Atlantic. Kevin Conley from here in Georgia is going to go play in Boone, North Carolina at App State. Tommy Horton chose Wheeling Jesuit University. Austin Kirksey from Walton, another Georgia QB. Apparently it was a good week for Georgia QBs to commit. Chooses the Wolfpack in Nevada for the next 4 years. Bryson Lucero from IMG. He's going to go play at UAB. Well-known QB Chase Griffin committed to Texas, committed to UCLA and Chip Kelly. Davis Bevel of Greenville, South Carolina. He's going to go play for Pitt. Missouri got a commitment from Ohio QB Connor Bazelak, maybe. Tampa QB Gavin DeBoer is 110% committed to Heidelberg. So that's it. That's it for this week, at least. All the offers, transfers, commitments. Again, follow us at QB365 Media. Make sure we see all of your latest news so we can add you on there. Before I'm out of here, the last thing I want to talk about is the transition from 7-on-7, and I'm not talking about the high school passing leagues and going to 7-on-7 tournaments. I'm talking about the 7-on-7 all-star teams that just wrapped up. Transitioning from those to the football season for you quarterbacks. If you don't know, I'm a high school offensive coordinator and QB coach, along with doing the private training thing. So I have experience with coaching both. First off, I love 7-on-7. I love the competition it provides year-round. I love the extra reps. It gives quarterbacks to process defenses, make reads, go through progressions, all that good stuff. I don't love the shady underworld that it can sometimes bring out. I don't love the sloppy feet and mechanics quarterbacks develop over time participating in it. But there's more good than bad, and like everything, there are great coaches involved and very bad coaches involved. The big two things that I see that have to be corrected after a 7-on-7 season are a quarterback's footwork and their timing. And yes, there are plenty of coaches that try and develop that footwork and timing with their cues during 7-on-7, but as long as a quarterback makes good decisions and throws accurately, moving the football down the field, throwing touchdowns, in my experience, I've never really heard a coach get upset if the QB threw it 1 foot behind the line of scrimmage in 3.97 seconds. And unfortunately, that's not going to work for us. I'm currently working with my QB to get out of that 4 second, which feels like forever clock, and get into our timeline. We've got to be able to make decisions and start the throw by 2.5 seconds max, and that's if he stays in the pocket and only if they don't send extra pressure. If I give you 8 seconds before you had to throw, guess what? You'd use all 8 seconds a lot. I just saw it with some young kids at the camp playing lion ball. They take as much time as you'll give them. Luckily, my QB's footwork is pretty good. As long as the ball comes out in that 2.5 seconds, he's never going to get into that 6 shuffle all the way up to the line thing that some of you guys do sometimes. But like I said, I love 7-on-7. I think it's most of you are better for it. But let's just make sure that we make a smooth, quick transition into what's going to be required of us this fall. So that's it for this week. Hopefully I'll have another episode for you guys by the end of the weekend. We'd love for you to subscribe so you get notified when the next episode drops. Leaving a rating or comment would be huge for us. Our Instagram page is starting to come together. It would be awesome if you followed us at QB365 Media. So thanks so much again for listening. Keep working hard, guys. Show out those college camps and keep getting right for your teammates for the fall. Y'all enjoy your week. Throw well, and we'll catch you next time.